If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
What's so incredible to me is that Democrats aren't hiding it. They're flat out saying it. If we win this time, no more First Amendment. It's done. We're going to begin censoring. And they're even clear on who is going to get censored. It's us, not them. Us. One side of the aisle. You'd think that they wouldn't say this. They'd wait till after the election. If she won, they would just implement it. But no. Maybe they speak about it so often because they're trying to normalize it. Again, if I were them, I'd wait till after the election. But they don't even seem to be doing that. It started last week with Hillary Clinton saying right-wingers needed to be arrested. For what? Disinformation. She even mentioned Russian disinformation, which is absolutely astonishing given that she's the biggest Russian disinformer on Earth. She literally partnered with Russian agents to create the Russia collusion hoax, then palmed it off on the FBI and the American people. But it's you she wants to put in jail.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence. Because
a second Democrat Secretary of State, John Kerry, said that we need to hammer speech the Democrats don't like out of existence and break the fever of Americans wanting free speech, wanting their rights in America. This is an extraordinary statement, folks. And he made it at the World Economic Forum just last week, where he flat out said, if we win, we will have the right. We will win the right to annihilate the First Amendment.
Look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick, you know, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. And
so
that's
you're
really
questioning
dangerous.
Really if democracy can survive unregulated social media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
Will we break the fever? He's literally talking about a speech crackdown on half the country. But did you catch this part?
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing.
Move fast enough or big enough. What is he talking about? Well, Bill Gates already has a solution, and I'm sure Kerry knows that. It's a worldwide AI speech censorship structure that will crush speech before you can publicly post it. That's right. It scans your post before you post it in order to stop you.
We should have free speech, but if you're inciting violence, if you're causing people not to take vaccines, you know, where are those boundaries that even the U.S. should, you know, have rules? And then if you have rules, you know, what is it? Is there some AI that encodes those rules? Because you have billions of activity and, you know, if you catch it a day later, the harm is done.
Which is awfully convenient because the UN just proposed a global AI watchdog to curb misinformation. Oh, and who would control that? The UN, of course. It's part of a new pact that the UN unveiled in September called Pact for the Future. Inside it is something called the Global Digital Compact, where they're seeking what I've been warning you about for a long time, a world government built around the need to censor misinformation and disinformation across borders. That would be its central purpose. And of course, at its core are things that DeSwamp has wanted for a long time. Well, Nikki Haley and the other globalists anyway. Digital IDs, censorship, and surveillance. Although they don't need to adopt this to get there. After all, we just watched the European Union put out a whole censorship regime that every social media outlet on Earth has agreed to, except Rumble, Getter, Gab, and X. Essentially, you have to let European Union bureaucrats have free reign inside your social media outlet to delete at-will posts and accounts. And yes, in the US, that even includes political ones. Can you imagine some bureaucrat in Brussels deciding to help your liberal opponent in a state legislature race by deleting your accounts and your political ads? It could happen. That's already in place, although Gab, Getter, Rumble, and Elon Musk are resisting it. You're seeing the same things happen in Ireland, Scotland, and in the UK, where, and France too, by the way, France and the UK now maintain the right to extradite Americans for trial for speech crimes committed on social media that violate the laws of their land. Shockingly absent has been any condemnation of this by Kamala Harris, the White House, the State Department, or Joe Biden. There hasn't even been so much as this statement that they won't extradite Americans for trial. They've said nothing at all. Why? Because they intend to extradite Americans for trial. Don't be surprised if they eventually want to extradite the entire American conservative political class for trial in Europe. Especially given the shocking precedent and, quite frankly, outrageous case of France, who is still holding the CEO of Telegram behind bars after he made the mistake of touching his plane down in that country. At this point, folks, I don't even know that Elon Musk could fly to Europe and safely land. I think he's a wanted man. The Democrats have done this, by the way. These are our allies. They wouldn't say these things if the White House wasn't on board. But why are they doing this? And why now? I'll tell you in just a sec. But first, got to pause here to thank our sponsor, PhD Weight Loss, so much for making this podcast possible. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that and the 29 pounds that I've lost. And I appreciate it more than ever now that I'm in maintenance, because if I'd gone with those shots or those doctor's prescriptions, I'd still have the side effects for life. I'd be dependent on them. I'm not. That's the power of the maintenance phase of this plan. Almost 21 months I've gone. I've been a size 6 the whole time. I've never maintained any weight for that long, much less my 29-pound weight loss. Would you like this to be your story? It can be. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Tell them Tara sent you. Myphdweightloss.com. Why is this censorship all of a sudden necessary? Democrats not only didn't used to talk like this, they used to think of themselves as the party of free speech and us as the party of book banning. So why do they think like this all of a sudden? Simple. They've lost the gatekeeping function. And that means they're in danger of losing their sheep. They could get out of the pasture. Here's why. They have access to the truth now for the first time, and Democrats are in a stone cold panic over it. They need to censor us. Look, they know that we know who they are and that we're never going to vote for them. And they don't care. What they are afraid of is that we will tell the other half the country who they really are. Take these two clips, for instance, how absolutely stone-cold ignorant Democrats are. The first one is Charlamagne tha God. Probably the number one top black broadcaster in the country, has a massive following. Big Democrat, endorsed Joe Biden. Now, if Charlamagne tha God had gotten real news, if he watched Fox News or even listened to conservative talk radio or even went on X every once in a while, he'd know what the Democrat candidates he supports actually stand for. Listen to how shocked he was on Monday. This is a segment from his show. Over the weekend, he watched a football game. And during that football game, Donald Trump's campaign was playing an ad about Kamala Harris. Listen to what he didn't know. And he's a Kamala supporter, by the way, according to Politico.
I'll tell you what, that ad they was running during the football games this weekend claiming the vice president supports funding gender transition surgeries for all prison inmates and migrants in the U.S., that was nuts.
I don't know if it was the backdrop
of football, but when you hear the narrator say Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners, that one line, I was like, hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that.
I definitely see that.
That ad was effective.
Kamala took a picture with a transgender. It was this what they were saying, that it made it seem like Kamala supports transgender sex changes in jail with our money. That's what it came across.
Yeah,
isn't that what they're saying?
It literally said that Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners. And it talks about how she supports funding gender transition surgeries for all prison inmates and migrants in the United States. That ad was impactful. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, damn.
Was it because it was during football?
Yes.
I think it was because it was during football.
But the last week, like the contrast of it.
Yes.
But then last week they had the same thing running on Tim Walz and said he likes tampons in boys' bathrooms.
I would not have paid that. I don't think I would have paid that commercial no attention if it was any other time. But when you're watching football and you just mind, you just, what the hell? In between big commercials, they give you this?
Again, he's a Kamala supporter and he didn't know. Do you see what happens when he's allowed to know? Allowed to know what these crazy people actually stand for? This happens.
What the hell? In between big commercials, they give you this?
He's not alone. Listen to this. Aaron Burnett, CNN anchor. Okay, somebody, another journalist who really should have known, listen to her learn that same fact, her shock learning that fact, live on the air. I can't believe this was actually reported on CNN. She didn't know either.
Gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
supported. Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She both wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this.
Oh. I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer-funding mm-hmm. gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet this, as you say, written and verbally,
Folks, this confirms what I've suspected for a very long time. Yeah, there are true believers inside the Democrat Party. They probably represent 10 to 15% of all of American society. This is why issue after issue after issue after issue, Republicans are winning on anywhere between 55 and 63% of the vote. Outside of like abortion, they're with Trump every bit of the way. That is when you strip party labels out of it and you just focus on the issue. This has actually driven me nuts for a long time. If we didn't have names on the ballot, we just had candidate A who believes this and candidate B who believes that. If candidate B was the Republican, they'd win in a landslide every time. They'd come in around 55 to 63%, like clockwork, like most of these issues do now. In fact, one of the most shocking polls I've ever seen was in Florida. After the 2022 election, remember Ron DeSantis was pushing the so-called don't say gay bill? And all it said was, we're not going to do gender indoctrination in kindergarten, and we're not going to do any pushing of gender ideology in the classroom, whether that's LGBT or, you could be a boy, you could be a girl, you could be the opposite sex, and we're not going to do anything that will promote sex changes, cross-dressing, none of that, barred from the schools. When they exit polled that, folks, majorities of Democrats leaving the polls agreed. Heck, last week in the most recent polling on immigration, a majority of Americans wanted to deport the illegal immigrants who were here, including a plurality of Democrats. Folks, if their voters ever figured out who they really were,
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They'd be up a creek with no paddle. Folks, when you have people as diverse as Joe Rogan, who once endorsed Bernie Sanders, warning this week they are going to really crack down if she wins on free speech.
But I don't think it turns around if Kamala Harris gets into office. I think they clamp down more. I think the same stuff that they were trying to do with Twitter, they'll try to do with something else and with other things. They've already openly discussed it. You know, she's openly discussed that the same rules have to apply to Facebook, they have to apply to Twitter, and that Elon Musk could lose his privileges. And, like, there's so many wild things that they're saying. Tim Walz said that the First Amendment doesn't apply to misinformation or hate speech. Okay, well, it certainly does. It does. You know, sometimes people say things wrong. And the goal of the First Amendment is you say something wrong, and then this guy who's an expert says the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then you correct him.
Yeah, I mean, the...
But that's exactly what they don't want, a real debate with actual experts, with actual voters of theirs listening in and figuring out where they stand doesn't really make a lot of sense. In America, as we learned from Missouri v. Biden, the case still before the Supreme Court, the main censor has bizarrely been the FBI. Well, one final thing for today's podcast. Take a listen to how Democrats actually view what it is the FBI is doing when it censors. This is the Democrat delegate from the Virgin Islands. They send them because they don't send Congress members. So they act like Congress members, but they don't vote. But they sit on committees. They speak. She's speaking on a congressional committee here. And she says the quiet part out loud, admitting that the FBI and the DOJ are weaponized when they curb speech to go after conservatives, to go after Republicans, to go after anyone who supports Donald Trump. This right here is how the Democrats think about the FBI and what it does.
We are having these hearings so that you become immune. You become inured to the notion of the removal of the FBI and DOJ so that those agencies are no longer there to serve as a check against white nationalism, great replacement theorists, Christian nationalists, white fragility, fascists, and the twice impeached, convicted felon, former president, and would-be dictator, Donald Trump.
That's an incredible statement. The FBI is there to go after Republicans who believe in replacement theory? You mean what's going on right in front of our face? Where the Democrats literally import 12 million illegal immigrants and then disperse them heavily around the country to red states? You mean like saying that? Is that a crime? I guess it will be in America. John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris are trying to create.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.